Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Fractal Bitcoin. What's happening? Happy Monday. This is your daily Bitcoin news video. Let's get right to the chart. The price right now is $67,000, right around $67,000 even, actually. And you can see over the weekend, we kind of hung around between this area. I have these yellow lines plotted, $64,000 level down here, and then the $69,000 level, which was, of course, was our old all-time high from 2021. But yeah, we're just, you know, we cooled off a little. We can't go straight up. Look, we've been going straight up since, well, even before that. Since the beginning of February, we've been just going up and up and up and up and up. And we made all-time highs 4 days in a row. So cooling off is not a big deal. Yeah, all right, let's get to some of the news. Let's talk about purchasing power in terms of Bitcoin, because this is something that not a lot of people think about. Like, you know, in 2016, you could buy a house for $288,000, which was equivalent to 664 Bitcoin. But 4 years later, 2020, $328,000 house, that only costs 45 Bitcoin. 2024, even a more expensive house, $434,000, only costs 6 Bitcoin. Now, here's the question. Where's it going to be in 2028? Are you going to be able to buy a house for 1 Bitcoin? Probably. Maybe less than 1 Bitcoin. Think about that. And then think about 4 years from that. You might be able to buy a house for 0.1 Bitcoin. So if you have 1 Bitcoin, you could buy 10 houses. See, our brains don't think in terms of that kind of growth, but it's true and it's possible. So here, this Bitcoin halving, which is going to happen in about a month. This Bitcoin halving is unlike others before it, a supply shock colliding with a demand tidal wave. Yeah, this is like the double whammy. Everybody starting to want Bitcoin, and then the halving is happening too. So the block rewards for the miners gets cut in half. So there's more scarcity, more demand. It's all about supply and demand, and that spells one thing. Shh. That's it. Yeah, and there's over this weekend, a new record Bitcoin hash rate. I don't even know what number that is. Is that 6 quadrillion? What's after quadrillion? But anyway, this is the chart of the hash rate. And the hash rate is how it's like the mining difficulty. It's like the strength of the network, pretty much. That's how I see it, strength of the network. And I'm not a technical Bitcoin miner kind of person, but this is good. This is really good because they say hash rate precedes price. So when the hash rate does that, pretty soon after that, the price does that. Here's Arcanox. I think it's incredibly bullish to watch what miners do. There's only a 6.4% of supply left to mine. And they're investing millions into massive facilities and it's just getting started. Yeah, so that's the thing. You got to watch the hash rate and watch what miners are doing. And that kind of gives you a good idea of where Bitcoin's going, for sure. Now, in terms of adoption, we have the Dubai International Financial Center enacting a new digital assets law. It updates its legal framework to recognize Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. Okay, the law impacts all kinds of things. And this is the world becoming more modern. This is the world getting up to speed with what Bitcoin is, right? Adopting Bitcoin. Every country's going to do it. Soon every country's going to be buying Bitcoin. That's going to be insane. In terms of adoption, Bitcoin ETFs to list in the UK, but only available to professional investors. Yeah, and by the way, how long do you think it's going to be available to only to professional investors? I'll give the over-under at about a month. I think definitely within 1 month after they roll this out to professional investors, they're going to say, you know what? Yeah, let's open it up for everyone. So what do you think? Is it going to be less than a month or more than a month that the UK is going to open it up to everyone? That's the question. Comment below. And here is our Bitcoin panel from Friday. It was an awesome one. I don't know if you've seen it. We do the live stream every Friday, but we talked about Strike a little bit because I revived my Strike app. So yeah, this is strike.me. Strike is a Bitcoin wallet and you can transfer Bitcoin and on Lightning and then the on chain. You can also send USD to people. So this is Strike is what I'm going to start recommending my friends get, right? Just get Strike and do that. So yeah, Strike's awesome. Now here, this is a post about the momentum being behind Bitcoin. Yeah, we really, and it's a quote here from Anna. Bitcoin is friendship. I get to work with some of the most creative, genuine, compassionate, and intensely driven people in the world, contributing to making this world a better place. Yeah, and there's something about the Bitcoin community, right? It's like a family. It really feels like family, too. You know, I'm also active in the podcasting world. I've been going to podcasting conferences since 2013. And so the podcasting world, especially back then, was very much a family because it was smaller. And that's how Bitcoin feels. So it's really nice, especially if you can have a job in the Bitcoin field, in the Bitcoin industry. That's pretty cool. And here's just a reminder. This is actually the guy, the computer expert, who accidentally threw out his Bitcoin fortune on an old hard drive, says it's now worth 1.5 billion pounds, and he's launching a legal fight to dig it out of the council landfill. So yeah, this poor guy, he threw out his Bitcoin, and now it's worth 1.5 billion, so now he is going to the local officials, and he wants to be able to dig in the landfill. Hey, dude, go for it. Yeah, but protect your Bitcoin. Now, let's talk about a little bit of the fiat nonsense. And again, this is just for context, right? Because all the nonsense that's happening in the fiat world, it does affect Bitcoin. Meaning, also, Bitcoin is exposing all the nonsense in the fiat world. So this is a quote from the great Thomas Sowell. Inflation is a way to take people's wealth from them without having to openly raise taxes. Inflation is the most universal tax of all. Think about that. And if you don't understand inflation yet, seriously, spend an hour, watch videos, learn about inflation, because they do it silently. They don't even have to openly raise tax. They just inflate the currency by printing more, and then we all lose. So thank you, Thomas Sowell. Here's Peter St. Ange. She's saying, paper money always dies. It's just a question of when. Yeah, and he's responding to Game of Trades' post. World debt has crossed $225 trillion. This is unlike anything we've ever seen. And that's the thing. I always ask, who do we owe this money to? This is a complete scam. Anyway, look at this chart, though. Right? Starting in about 1997... the chart just starts going parabolic of global debt. It's insane. We're letting these so-called government people, it's really a cartel, we're letting them do this and make us all poor. We're letting them. Yeah, and here's Austin Campbell saying the SEC is once again showing their hand as they are disclosing today that their enforcement crusade against crypto is also a sideshow to distract against their lack of pursuing cases against traditional finance firms. Yeah, this is what's happening. The SEC, they're not gonna go after all their buddies in traditional finance, all the banks, all the scams, and all the nonsense that happens there. They're not gonna go after that because they're all friends. They're all sharing the fiat money. They're printing it and sharing it. But they are gonna go after crypto. But now they're being exposed again. Crypto and Bitcoin, more specifically, is exposing all this. So now this was the most underreported and under-discussed story of 2023. A federal district court judge, upheld by a unanimous appellate panel, found the Biden White House and the FBI committed one of the gravest attacks on the First Amendment in decades by coercing big tech to censor dissent online. Okay, and you could see the headline here. FBI and White House FBI and White House coerce social media platforms into removing post, appeals court rules. So now the court is saying this. Okay, we've all known this forever. The X-Files came out. It proved this too. But now it's a court and it's being upheld. So just a reminder that all that government and fiat nonsense is a scam. They're authoritarians. Don't listen to them. Don't comply. Now, this is Bitcoin 2024. I think Oh, wait. I think they maybe just raised their prices or they're about to. But anyway, Bitcoin 2024, it's happening in July in Nashville. There you go. Oh, yeah. So I don't know if you're going, but this is a big one. I'm going. It's going to be great. So if you go, and let's meet there and hang out. And here's another event. This is actually a Cypherpunk meetup in Prague. I just wanted to post this too. And by the way, links to everything I'm talking about are below, so you can click through and check this stuff out. So now here is Will. Will is the creator, and this is just a story about Noster, the decentralized protocol, Noster, which is awesome. This is Will, who makes the app called Damas. And he, I'm not going to read this whole thing, but really, he literally maps out in what? 5 short paragraphs what Noster is and why it's great. Yeah, it's your own data. And it's unique because every other app online, the company owns your data and they are just letting you access it until they say you can't. Right? So on centralized platforms, Twitter, Facebook, and all of them, they own your data. And the time may come when they say, yeah, we're not going to let you have your own data. We're going to ban you or whatever. So that's why Noster is great. Anyway, I don't want to harp on it too long, but Noster's awesome. And yeah, they're baby-proofed, because this is a little fun to end the show. Today I learned that aggressive baby goats have to wear horn noodles to avoid hurting each other. Right? I never knew this, did you? These little aggressive guys. But it makes sense. They could really hurt each other if they're just young and they don't know what they're doing, but they got these little sharp horns. So yeah, this is our website, fractalbitcoin.com. Click the link on the top. Come over to our locals community. Join us. It's free. Hang out. And don't forget, the Bitcoin panel happens every Friday. Thanks for watching. This is your daily Bitcoin news update. Please subscribe to the channel and follow on Rumble. Follow the channel on Rumble. And And so thanks for watching. And I'll see you tomorrow for tomorrow's video. All right. Bye.